Hello, saints of God. I would like to share with you something that is very, very important. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, speak to us now through thy word. Give us the strength, determination, and courage, O Lord, that we may endure the crisis that is upon us, and comfort us through the sadness that has befallen our church. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. In life, all of us will face hardship at one time or another. Hardship, like sin, has no friends. Whether you are Bill Gates or a person living or sleeping on the streets, male or female, a child or an elderly person, you are not immune to hardship. Some of us face hardship time and time again. These times of hardship are called trials. When we go through a trial, we tend to ask ourselves, questions. Questions like, one, why is this happening? Two, how is this happening? Three, why is God allowing this to happen? The last question that most people never seem to ask is, how can I learn and grow in my faith from it? We all have problems, even in the presence of death. We need to recognize and deal with them. The hurting needs our love, support, and care, while recognizing their space. We grow as Christians most when we go through trials of our faith. It should be, however, noted that trials can happen for various reasons. Here is the rub. Even though we may be living in righteousness or in a state of religious hypocrisy, crisis will come. However, hallelujah, God has given us numerous promises in his word that when crisis comes, as in this present atmosphere that we are living in, we can claim these promises, like Matthew 11:28-30 says to us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Philippians 4:6-7 states, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything be by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let's face the facts. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. Which one are you? The Lord is saying to you today, my brothers, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, But let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I like the way that the NLB, the Living Bible states it. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy, for when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow, and don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in courage, full and complete. You see, brothers and sisters, in every trial we go through, God wants us to learn something about Him. So today, let us focus on the fourth question. How can I learn and grow in my faith from it? God often uses financial and material needs to lead us into a closer relationship with Him. There is nothing like trials to help us see ourselves as God sees us. Saints of God, we need to be careful what we pray for. You might pray, Lord Jesus, help me to grow in grace. The question here is, what would it take to grow you? It may be you need to lose that job you love so much to be able to grow. That job you have no intention of leaving. It was an accident at a former workplace that brought me into ministry. It was while lying down on my bed with a sore back that I was able to have quiet time with the Lord, that He was able to gain my attention with the call to ministry. A soldier may go through all the training possible. However, it is not until he is on the battlefield will he fully understand what warfare feels like. We will never know what it means for our church to be in crisis until we experience our church in crisis. We are presently learning what it means for our church to be in crisis. This crisis has been a bitter lesson to us. This crisis is unforgettable. Families are hurting. Even though we know our Father in heaven knows what He is doing, the sadness that families are going through hurts. Where is that peace coming from? That's why the peace of God does not make sense. In this crisis, how are we able as a church family in everything to give thanks? For the Bible says, for this is the will of God in Christ, Jesus concerning us. Here is the crux of the matter. As I close, the Bible says, there has no temptation taken you but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Another version puts it this way. But remember this, the wrong desires that comes into your life are not anything new and different. Many others have faced exactly the same problems before you, and no temptation is irresistible. You can trust God to keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you cannot stand up against it. For he has promised this and will do what he says. He will show you how to escape temptation's power so that you can bear up patiently against it. When you think about it, saints of God, as I said before, the peace of God does not make sense. The NIV translation says it transcends all understanding. It's beyond, higher than, out of reach of all understanding. We, however, can be calm in the midst of complete chaos when we have that peace, and it protects us. Jesus, our Lord, guides our hearts against anxiety and stress by filling us with a peace that the world cannot understand. Because, my brothers and my sisters, it does not come from this world. Saints of God, do you really believe what God says? Do you know God personally? That's the word, personally enough to really trust Him in all situations. Even, brothers and sisters, the most difficult and trying ones. This is the very purpose He has in allowing us to go through difficult times. He wants us to learn that we can wait on Him in trusting, restful faith, knowing without doubt that He will deliver us in His own way and time. Those of us who are ready to meet Jesus when He comes will be a people who knows by experience that they can confidently trust their God, knowing that He will deliver them even when everything seems to be against them and their enemies are saying their God has deserted them. Yes, my friends, we can trust God even in this time of crisis. May the Lord today bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious towards thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Father in heaven, in recent months, as COVID-19 has declared a global pandemic, and countries have taken urgent measures to stem the spread of infection, with so much death among us, Lord, we feel so helpless. Our helplessness is a reminder of our need to pray. But today, Lord, we want to pray for those who are going through bereavement, those who are living through a crisis, in a crisis. Something many of us are not going through. We ask, O Lord, that You will give them the peace that passeth all understanding. Yes, Lord, even through the sadness and hurt, give them the peace that cometh from above. Let Your will be accomplished, O Lord, in the hearts of Your people, those who make it through the crisis. May the trials of our faith help us to grow. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless and have a closer to Jesus experience today. Amen.